What's up? Welcome to the 73rd episode of the Broadcast Podcast. I'm your host, Brighton, and today I'm going to be doing my monthly account progression. Title self-explanatory. Very sorry there have not been any episodes lately. School just started up for me. I had my first community day a few days ago. Definitely podcast is going to be changing quite a bit because of school. I'm in Challenge A right now. If you guys listen to Eternal Brawl, you'll know a bit about that more. But I'm being expected to draw an entire map of the world from memory by the end of the year. So send me an email and tell me how I'm supposed to do that because I have no idea how. The curriculum is called Classical Conversations. It's really good at education. I've got a memory plaque from it, so it's pretty cool. That's just a bit about me, I guess. Stop rambling about my school. Alright, let's get right into this account progression. But before that, I want to tell you guys a bit about the new way the podcast is going to work. So, as you might have noticed, this episode is coming out 7 o'clock in the morning. Episodes when I'll be coming out 7 o'clock in the morning. They will be pre-recorded every day, before it, so, just so you know, shout-outs might not come immediately, but they will be coming the episode after. Still gonna be daily, still really enjoying playing Brawl Stars, all that. Let's get right into the account progression. So, as for trophies, I am at 16,086 trophies, which is a really good amount from where I was last month. I have 16,086 trophies. My experience level is 87, which is not too bad. My 3v3 victories are 1,896, so getting really close to that 2,000 mark. It's gonna be pretty insane. My solo showdown victories are 254, so definitely don't play too much solo showdown. And my duo showdown victories are 261, so I do play more duos than solos. My highest Robo Rumble level passed is insane. My highest boss fight level passed is hard because every single time boss fight is out, I have like a buttload of quests that I just cannot get done in the right amount of time. So that's the reason that is at that. And then my highest Super City Rampage level passed is Master. That is going to change this Saturday because I figured out how to stop the bot completely. My most challenge wins is 5. I don't know what that means, but I did get 8 wins in the Griff Challenge. So I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean. Maybe Championship Challenge. Okay, and then my Power League is gold 1, so pretty good. I did get the sick player icon for this season. It was really cool. I really like it a lot. So yeah, that's really cool. Getting on to my top 5 highest and top 5 lowest brawlers. Coming in at my highest is gonna be Edgar. So he has 655 trophies, rank 24, power level 9. Both of his gadgets, no star powers. I like Edgar. I definitely can get him up to high trophies once I get to 50 of star power because he has so much healing from his damage. Just tilted with him in an episode 50. Go check that one out. Sad for me. Good for you guys. All right, next is Rogue Mortis. Yes, I had to flex that. Rockabilly Mortis. Definitely his best skin now. He is rank 22, 610 trophies. I'm not sure if this is an upgrade from last time. I'm pretty sure it really is. Once he got that buff, I practice him a bit in friendly matches. And now I'm actually a really good Mortis in Brawl Ball. I can do the super dribbles, all that. Got some cool plays down. Was not recording during them, unfortunately, and they were in Power League, so can't send them to Chief Pat top 10 plays a week, but oh well. Okay, and then Bull is ranked 22, power level 10, 599 trophies. both of his gadgets, both of his star powers. Don't know why he's here. Maybe I tilted with him or something while doing quests. I have no idea. Okay, so coming in at number 4 is Poco at rank 21. 513 trophies, both of his gadgets, both of his star powers. Think I tilted with him as well. Why am I talking about tilting my brawlers? I don't know. And then coming in at number 5 is going to be Buzz. So he is at rank 20, 506 trophies. Fully maxed out, except he does not have one of his star powers. The better one, obviously. I have Tougher Torpedo, unfortunately. Buzz was so easy to push up to rank 20. Probably my easiest rank 20 ever. He was just so dominant. Definitely really good in Showdown, and that's where I played him in. I've heard he's really good in Showdown Plus as well. And then, just side note, tied for 6 is Shelly, BB, and Surge, all at exactly rank 20, 500 trophies. Just thought I'd mention that. And then my other rank 20s are Primo and Nita, but they do have, like, 495 trophies. We don't talk about that. Okay, so my top 5 lowest brawlers. Just so you guys know, I have 43 out of the 50 brawlers, about to be 44. Okay, so coming in number 5 is Gale. He is at rank 13, 242 trophies. Just don't really like Gale that much. Once I get his gadget, I will be playing him a lot more than I am. And I do have quests for him right now, but I'm not going to do them because they're daily. He is power level 7, so I can't wait to get that OP gadget, and then I will definitely play him more. Next is going to be Piper, rank 13, 239 trophies. Did get her a bit more trophies, thankfully. Just got her a few more trophies with Trojan Jelly in duos. Guys, if you haven't tried this, it's pretty insane. Although, with the recent nerf to whenever you respawn and don't have reload, it kind of changes it up a bit. But then, okay. Colonel Ruffs is number 3. He is at 195 trophies, rank 12. Just didn't play very much Colonel Ruffs. Don't really like him that much. Just his new gadget is very underwhelming. I don't really like him. Not very meta. And then there's Griff, probably 4, rank 12, 193 trophies. You guys might notice he is a new unlock. And then Byron at rank 8, 114 trophies. Power level 2, just got him as well, so he's not that high trophies. That's all the brawlers. As for my unlocks, I do have quite a few. Okay, I think I have like 9. So I have Colonel Ruff's air support gadget. This one is okay for control. Definitely sounds overpowered on paper. Actually could be really good in heist, but it really just isn't that good in game. And I also got his sandbags gadget. I think this one is probably better. I use the other one. I don't know why. Kind of like how I use the penny gadget. It's trash, but I find myself using it because the pros use it. So, yeah. And then I got Reserve Buoy, which is Buzz's gadget. Really good gadget. I definitely like this one a lot. And then I also got the Tougher Torpedo Star Power for Buzz. And then I got probably the best gadget in the game right now, or at least was, is gonna be Breakthrough. It's just so good. Back whenever it was meta, it still is meta. It still is really good, but it just got a few nerfs. But yeah, it's such a good gadget. I love this one for Stu. And then, sadly, I got the other one as well. Won't ever be using it. Ever. Unless they bring Volleyball back. But yeah, that's just sad. And then I got Nita's faux fur gadget. I think that's what it's called. It's either faux fur, no, bear paws. Bear paws. Yeah, I got bear paws. This gadget really sucks. Unless you have Hyper Bear. Other than that, it really sucks. As for brawlers, you may have realized I got Griff. I really like him. He's definitely one of my favorite brawlers. Just really want that star power. I've definitely been putting my power points on Griff lately to get that star power because it's so good. Without it, he just is really bad in the meta. So yeah, definitely gonna need that. And then Byron was another unlock. Totally was not expecting this. Got this in a 27 coin big box. So yeah, I'm really happy about that, I guess. Thanks, Supercell. I guess this just makes up for that 38 coin big box that I did not get anything in. So thanks, Supercell. So yeah, Byron, definitely love him. He's one of my favorites. Definitely not my favorite mythic because, well, I found a new passion for Mortis and Brawl. So yeah. So yeah, that's gonna be my account progression. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Yeah. Alright, so before in the show, I want to remind you to become a patron. It's very low cost, very high reward. The cost is only $1, and it's just so good. So yeah, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps the podcast grow. Today, unfortunately, no new 5-star reviews. Gonna need some of those, guys. Come on. Very sorry there has not been any episodes lately. Just challenges. Let's just say it's hard. Sorry if the audio was a bit bad. I definitely am still getting you, still trying to get used to podcasting again. So audio might not have been the best, but whatever. I don't care. You guys might, but honestly, people have told me my audio is really good, so I don't really care about that. Speaking of people talking to me, send me an email at brawlcast/@gmail.com. So yeah, I actually do have a, well, never mind. You know what? Fine. I have a new email, which is going to be a redo. I had emailed Nemo. It said, "I heard you do CC and thought I'd ask, how in the world am I supposed to draw a map of the world from memory? By the way, me and Hudson do Challenge A." Yeah, I don't know how he's good about to tell me. So, haha, that's awesome. It was actually my favorite subject other than Latin. Yes, I love Latin. It's my favorite. But you can do it if you find a trick that helps you. Stay connected and let me know how CC goes this year. All right, yeah, so thank you, Nemo. Thank you. Yeah, I love Latin. My mom says I'm really good at cartography. I don't know about that. I'll send you a picture of one of my Canada maps, just so you know. So yeah. Join the Discord server if you're a patron. Send me an email. I don't know what to say. Like, follow, subscribe. I don't know if they're subscribing on any platform, but whatever. But like, subscribe on whatever platform you're using. So yeah, thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. See you on the flip side. Peace. By the way, this new outro music, me and Han made, it's so good. So yeah, just cue the beats.